As he spoke, House leaders were preparing for what was expected to be significant new private testimony from current and former White House officials in the coming days. On Wednesday, they will hear from two Ukraine experts who advised Kurt D. Volker, the former United States special envoy to the country. On Thursday, Timothy Morrison, the National Security Council's Russia and Europe director, is scheduled to testify. And on Friday, investigators have called Robert Blair, a top national security advisor to Mick Mulvaney, the acting White House chief of staff. There is no recording of the July 25 call by the American side. The White House uses note-takers listening in on the call as well as voice recognition software to create a rough transcript that is a close approximation of the call. But names and technical terms are frequently missed by the software, according to people familiar with the matter. After the call, Colonel Vindman was given a hard copy of the rough transcript to make updates and corrections, according to a person familiar with the matter. Colonel Vindman went through the transcript, made changes, and gave his written edits to his boss, Mr. Morrison, according to the person. But after the call, Colonel Vindman went with his brother, a lawyer on the National Security Council staff, to see John A. Eisenberg, the council's legal advisor, to raise his concerns about the conversation. Colonel Vindman declined to detail to investigators his discussions with Mr. Eisenberg, citing attorney-client privilege, according to two of the people familiar with the testimony. One explanation for why Colonel Vindman's changes were not made could be that the transcript had been quickly placed into a high-secure computer system, the NSC Intelligence Collaboration Environment, or NICE system, making it more difficult to alter. Mr. Eisenberg ordered the transcript moved to ensure that people who were not assigned to handle Ukraine policy could not read the transcript, a decision he hoped would prevent gossip and leaks about the call. Putting the transcript in the secure server would have made it more difficult to make further edits to the document and, in the case of the July call, effectively stopped additional changes. Mr. Eisenberg made the decision without consulting with his supervisor, Pat A. Cipollone, the White House counsel. A White House review of the handling of the call is examining if Mr. Eisenberg acted properly in securing the notes. Administration officials have said a number of calls between Mr. Trump and foreign leaders were put in the most secure server, but tightened security had been put in place for those calls ahead of time. The Ukraine call was put in the secure server only after the fact. In the whistleblower complaint that was made public, the CIA officer wrote that placing the rough transcript in the server was part of an effort to lock it down, restrict access, and a sign that White House officials understood the gravity of what had transpired in the call.